is Carl Valeri with Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. And I'm here at the end of Runway 5, right near all the different warbirds, looking at this really gorgeous-looking B-25 with John Mackinson. And this is your aircraft?
Yes, it is. I'm John Mackinson with History Flight. We're a nonprofit foundation, and we fly B-25 H model Mitchell bomber, which is the only H model left flying in the world out of 1,000 made. The significance of the H model was a 75mm cannon installed in the nose, and that was basically the same gun as a Sherman tank.
Wow, that's a big gun. Did it make it go backwards when they shot it?
Well, it made a lot of smoke, made a lot of vibration, a lot of noise, and you basically went IFR in the cockpit and went deaf. They limited them to 24 rounds because after 24 rounds, they had to reattach the nose back on the airplane because of the recoil.
No kidding. Oh, my gosh. You've never fired a gun, have you?
Not as of yet. I think the ATF would have a lot to say about that if I was to do that, but it'd be a heck of a bang.
Tell us a little bit about this aircraft. Where did it fly? Where did it come from, and how did you get it?
Well, this model of the Mitchell H model is the second produced off the production line. And the Army Air Corps unfortunately destroyed the first H model produced in an evaluation accident. So this became the evaluation airplane. And it basically spent its life running around Dayton, Ohio, at Wright-Patterson base, and down to MacDill here in Florida. So it stayed stateside. That's why it's still with us today.
Was this part of the museum at any point in Wright-Pat?
No, it was never part of the museum. After the Army Air Corps was done with it, it was donated to a college, and I believe it was the Indiana area. And after that, the Bendix Corporation bought her, got her flying again, and the B-52 landing gear was actually developed on this exact airplane.
So does this have the traversing gear on it? Or
they had the gear traversing on it for testing and developing of the B-52 landing gear. Several nose gears was developed on it for the Air Force aircraft. Gulfstream's G-1 nose gear was developed on it. So this airplane carries a lot of history. There's only 3,600 hours on the airframe. And after the Bendix Corporation was done with it, it was sold to a farmer, and it ended up in a field just south of Chicago in Illinois, where it became a kid's playground for many years.
And kid's playground?
A kid's playground. The farmer bought it. He was actually a pilot, but he never flew it. He just taxied it around till it ran out of gas, and then he parked it. And it sat in his field, and some airline pilots kept flying over it, and they went down, and they offered the farmer the same amount of money he paid for it, and the farmer thought he was getting a heck of a deal, and they bought it from him for $7,500 and got her running again, and actually flew it out of that field back to the place where it was restored after with a couple engine failures in between.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you take $7,500 for it?
I'd take a whole lot more than $7,500 to get this out of me.
Darn, I thought I might have a B-25.
For $7,500, I'll give you an hour and a half instruction time in the left seat.
Wow. How much does it cost to run this?
This airplane is very, very expensive to operate. Our direct operation cost is $3,000 an hour, but you start factoring in everything else, it's the sky's the limit. Just to get to the runway, we consume 20 gallons of gas. At $6 a gallon, there's $120 just to get her to the runway.
So what you're saying, it's not efficient.
Not efficient at all. Every landing on the tires and brakes, you can factor in a cost of $75 every time those wheels touch the ground. She's a very expensive airplane to operate.
Now, tell us a little bit about its capabilities. Airplane noise, we like that. Tell us a little bit about its capabilities in the war, other than the gun you just told us about, the bomb bay and all.
Well, this airplane was designed primarily to operate in the South Pacific, to go after Japanese shipping and bridges. It carried 24 rounds for the 75mm cannon, 3,000 pounds of bombs in the bomb bay, and 5,000 pounds of 50 caliber ammunition. This airplane's got 12 50 caliber machine guns on it, 8 of them firing forward, so when it was pointed in your direction and they lit them all off, it was a hell of a firestorm on anybody.
Now, how about the, I see you have a turret up top, where that was always facing backwards, or did it rotate all around?
That rotated all the way around, and they could swing that forward to fire forward as well. It was crewed generally by 4 people. They only made the first 10 of these with dual controls. The last 990 was one pilot, In the front, you had a cannoneer slash turret operator in the front. You had a waist gunner in the back and a tail gunner. So it was generally a crew of four who flew the aircraft.
Are you going to be out here all week with us, sir?
Yes, we will. We'll be out here all week. In addition to this airplane, we have our N2S3 steerman here and our AT-6 Texan, which is beside us. And our group, we fly these airplanes. We offer instructional flights in the steerman and T-6. Where you get to sit in the front seat, you actually get to fly the airplane. We'll turn you upside down, show you air combat maneuvers. And if you're really good on the stick in a half-hour flight, I can have you doing rolls and loops unassisted. Now, the money we raise for all this goes towards our MIA search program, which we started many years ago. And in the last 3 years, we've actually located the remains of over 300 missing servicemen from World War II in the South Pacific and the island of Tarawa.
Wow, that's terrific. What a great cause. I noticed also on your sign it says there's over 78,000 missing in action. That's incredible.
Yes, there's over 78,000 folks unaccounted for, and you know, they need to be brought home or at least recognized, you know, where their lives ended. And we're going to try and get as many of them home and get them identified and give them the burial they deserve.
Well, that's terrific. You get to have fun. You see a beautiful airplane. And some of the money goes towards this great cause. We're bringing folks back and getting the proper burial. That's absolutely terrific, and I commend you for that. That's terrific. Now, I also noticed you have some other things here. How about the products in front of me? I see T-shirts and hats.
Yeah, we have some general PX merchandise here for sale, some, you know, T-shirts with pictures of the airplanes on them and some hats and stuff. So, you know, just a little bit more to, you know, give people some memorabilia to take home and something to remember us with.
This goes towards that also?
Yes, everything we do goes towards, you know, after we pay to maintain the airplanes, of course, and keep them flying. Any surplus funds all goes towards the MIA search. And in the last 3 years, we've self-funded $1.2 million towards the search program. I don't know your folks out there, if they've heard of Buster the Cadaver Dog. He actually goes with us on our trips to help locate the remains, and he's able to pinpoint remains that were lost 70 years ago.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, can they find this on the Internet?
Yes, they can go on the Internet. We can be found at historyflight.com, and we have a 888 number, 888-743-3311, if people are interested in booking a flight. Our flight packages are all on the Internet as well.
Great, and for those folks that can't, say, afford to go up for a ride in the aircraft, this is definitely affordable and goes to a good cause, getting a T-shirt, a hat, any kind of a sticker, et cetera, iron-on patch or sew-on patch. I'd really highly recommend it. Is there anything else you want to tell us about the airplane or the organization?
Well, basically, we need to remember those folks from World War II, Korea, Vietnam. You know, even go back World War I, even go back to Civil War. All those folks fought and died for us to give us the liberties and freedoms we enjoy today. And a lot of people take it for granted, but we do need to recognize the sacrifice and the ultimate sacrifice that was paid by many.
You know, I can't agree with you more. That's one of the reasons we're here today, or able to do this today, is because of their sacrifice. We still have the freedom to go out and fly these wonderful airplanes. Well, I appreciate your taking some time to talk to us. And we are here next to the B-25 at the end of Runway 5. They'll be here for the whole show. And they have some wonderful T-shirts, rides in aircraft. If you want, you can just stop by, say hello. You'll learn so much about this great organization. This is Carl Valeri with Sun and Fun Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.